sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shoot, lights out.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is a Monday afternoon, and you know what that means. It's time to talk some basketball. Cole Johnson, to my right, just fresh off bringing back the morning shift.
Mm-hmm.
The playmakers in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting lights out, ready to rock and roll as the WNBA begin their second half of the 2025 season. And there's some things that got to be talked about. One not good for me. So that should be fun. But Mr. Johnson, how was your weekend, sir?
It was rather interesting, really. Definitely relaxed a little. It was heavily done with a lot of prep toward the return of the morning shift. Also revelations with Cole Johnson's starting to get in high gear too. Weekend was really fraught with a lot of prep, but it was good. It was good. And returning back to something that I forget, loving to do, but fully needing to do was really, really something.
That's good.
Yeah. As I was explaining to you in the green room, you know, doing platforms, this bearing down the gridiron mentality, which will come back in August with Wise, something that I'm also, you know, affiliated with Cool, doing all those things and doing things with, you know, Ben and Ivan and Bass, all that is great. Being interviewed is great. Doing interviews are great, but it was just something about when I wrapped this morning from the morning shift. I was like, yeah, this is totally different.
It's good to have that back.
Yeah. It's good to be back. And look, you all see me joke and clown, but truth be told, this gentleman really has helped me down. And I cannot throw enough gratitude in his direction. So thank you. Thank you for holding me down, because it was rough, and I'm still going through some things, but it's going better. And that's so thank good. You.
As long as it gets better, that's mm-hmm. As long as we're going in the right direction.
Yeah. We are. Yeah, we are.
All right. Now that we have that out the way, y'all know how we start this show. We have some news to go over. So let's go around the hardwood. As we go around the hardwood, Luka Doncic is getting credit for bringing Marcus Smart to the Los Angeles Lakers.
Not LeBron James? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that name.
No, not LeBron James. Luka Doncic advocated for Marcus Smart to become part of the Lakers.
I have to say, this actually is, if he's allowed to be his defensive self, that isn't a bad pickup.
No, it's not. And, you know, I don't like giving Lakers any type of credit, but...
I'm with you. But you're like me, got to give credit where it's due. That's actually a good pickup.
That is very good pickup, because, I mean, even though Cole Johnson likes to joke about Bron sexuals and make fun of Luka Doncic when he can, mm-hmm. we both know the offensive side for the Lakers is already... That's already solidified.
Yeah.
It's the other end of the court that needs to be solidified.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a great start for the Lakers to bring in a former Defensive Player of the Year, Marcus Smart.
So, yeah, this was a strategic move that if you're going to distance yourself from any hatred or shading or any pettiness, this is something the Lakers need. And they filled a need. They filled a desperate need, actually.
That's exactly what they did. Filled a very desperate need. So now, let's see how it works out, because it looks good on paper.
Oh, yeah, it does.
But paper doesn't win you games.
Well.
So we'll see when October rolls around what the Lakers are really looking like.
Right.
And it could be more fun for me and him.
Oh, yeah.
From the Lakers to the Warriors. Jonathan Kuminga ain't in no hurry whatsoever to sign a contract with the Warriors. Before you go on,
okay,
I want to read the article. Anthony Slater came with the article here. Restricted free agent Jonathan Kuminga is no rush to sign the latest contract offers from the Golden State Warriors. He tells ESPN's Sean Sharon at the Thursday workout in Miami. Kuminga's stalemate with the Warriors has the potential to draft significantly deeper into the offseason as he continues to explore other options. Go ahead, sir.
My question is, I thought the Warriors didn't want to sign Kuminga. So why is it that Kuminga's saying that he's in no rush to accept a Warriors contract when it looks like the Warriors could give two drops of a bucket of piss to sign him?
Well, what the article says here in the very next paragraph, general manager Mike Dunleavy and the Warriors front office showed an extra level of motivation this week in conversation with Kuminga's agent, Aaron Turner, delivering what they believe is a fair offer to bring back Kuminga for a fifth season despite the rocky four-year partnership that preceded it.
What's the extra layer? Oh, you actually want us to sign you. Jonathan, find somebody else. Go someplace else. Man, the Warriors don't want you.
Problem is, he's a restricted free agent.
And the Warriors actually going to try to match a deal? They don't look like they want to match Nathan with him. I mean, it's how can I put it this way? It's like Kuminga wants to be dedicated to the hoe, but the hoe doesn't want him. And now he's looking around for a real woman. But the hoe says, I can match whatever deal that any real woman would offer you. Man, please.
All right, now the only interest is coming from the Phoenix Suns and the Sacramento Kings, so
hop on one of those deals, and even if the Warriors match it, jump.
Man, let that man live.
That man lives on the bench. What do you mean, let that man live?
I'm talking to the Warriors. I'm not talking to you. I'm saying let that man live.
I'm saying that man, Kuminga lives on the bench.
No, that man lives in turmoil. Hey, Kuminga, you gonna start the next 10 games? He goes out. Next thing you know, the next 20 games, he's on the bench.
I mean, the dude had to get on the court to prove that he actually was worth actually considering being in the lineup.
And then playoff time came around, we didn't even see him.
That is how bad it is between him and the Warriors. So you can give me them the let that man live. That man is not living in San Francisco because they really could give two craps about him, which is messed up because they need his height.
Oh, man, this is crazy. Remember, one be like, where is Jonathan Kuminga at? Why is Steve Kerr not playing Jonathan Kuminga? Even the announcer was saying, why is Jonathan Kuminga ain't getting no minutes? I don't know what Steve Kerr got going on, but free Jonathan Kuminga.
Now he comes to my line of thinking. That's right. Free Jonathan Kuminga.
That's what I said. Let that man live.
We're gonna treat you just like those who get jailed. That's right, John. Free Jonathan Kuminga. Yes, sir. Free him. Yeah, you don't need to be in the San Francisco, Oakland Bay Area. They don't know what to do with you, son. That's unfortunate.
Bulls and Billy Donovan signed a multi-year extension. Chicago Bulls coach Billy Donovan signed a multi-year contract extension with the franchise. Sources told ESPN on Sunday. The team announced that an extension has been reached, but did not reveal the length or financial terms of the contract.
Who cares? Why? What did Billy Donovan do? What does Billy Donovan do in the NBA? I wait.
Let's see here. What they got here? Well, he is entering his sixth season in Chicago with 800 games coach over his career. He is 195 to 205 in his career in Chicago and 438 and 362 overall, because remember, he started in Oklahoma
City. Started in Oklahoma City. I still rest my case. The only thing that he's done coaching-wise is coach your Gators to championships. That's the only thing he's done.
Yeah, he can't go back to Gainesville.
So, I will say to Gain, what NBA-wise has this man done to warrant a multi-year extension?
Well, he can't go back to Gainesville, so he probably had no other options.
Well, no, I know his motivation. I'm talking about the Bulls organization.
Part of the Bulls can't find a better coach at this moment in time.
Yeah, well, it's not.
We're talking about Chicago here. Sorry.
Yeah, but it's not the most desirable area at the moment in terms of the NBA. It's not like we can turn back the clock 30 years, and of course that's where everybody wanted to be, even when Jordan wasn't on the team. So yeah.
Bulls, they always on the fringe of playoff contention. Don't get me started on, well, I ain't gonna say don't get me started, because I mean, I'm getting started anyway when we talk about the Chicago Sky later anyway. Mm-hmm. And people are hoping that Ben Johnson can bring Detroit into Chicago. Am I missing the team? Well, nobody cares about the Blackhawks, the White Sox, or the Cubs.
Yeah, White Sox, Cubs, and the Bears.
That's what I said. People hope Ben Johnson can bring Detroit to Chicago.
Well, they better not hold their breath.
Oh, they're going to hold their breath. Trust me. Sneakers from Kobe Bryant's first career start sells for $240,000.
So those are sneakers that that he wore when he threw three air balls in the air in the playoffs?
First career start.
Oh, first career start. Not when he failed on the big stage. Okay, gotcha.
First career start.
Oh, my bad.
You wrong for that.
What do you mean I'm wrong for that? I love Kobe. What are you talking about? I'm wrong for that. That man didn't fire air balls in a playoff game.
I ain't say he didn't. I said you ain't have to bring that up. That's what I said. You have to bring that up.
And as you can tell, Playmaker is a huge Kobe fan.
No, I'm not.
What do you mean you ain't?
What team I hate the most in the NBA?
You don't get. Forget the team.
Who do you think is the reason why I hate that team so darn much?
Again, forget the team.
Who do you think is the reason why I hate that team? You're not listening.
Who did you want to model your game after?
Michael Jordan.
No, it wasn't Jordan.
No, I wanted to model after Michael Jordan, but people saw Kobe.
Thank you.
I didn't see Kobe. They saw Kobe, which is like the most. See, more on a thing ever. I can't stand him, man. But everybody think I play like him.
That's because Kobe was a clone of Jordan. So,
shut up.
I rest my case, Your Honor.
Yeah, the guy I couldn't stand the most was the guy that people saw my game after. Like, what the hell? I don't even know how I feel about that.
You should feel honored. The dude was a great player.
I do feel honored about that.
Yeah.
It's a mixture of Kobe and T-Mac put together.
Did you get as injured as often as let me not go there. My bad. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, sir.
If I was able to come through this screen, just like you are weird. How dare you? How dare you go and play some McGrady like that? The disrespect.
That's not the truth.
The disrespect to the one Tracy McGrady.
The disrespect? That's not the truth.
You respect Tracy McGrady, right?
I do respect.
Then he played for your Houston Rockets.
That's what I'm saying. I do respect him because he played for the Rockets after he played for your Magic. I respect him, but it doesn't change the fact that during his heyday, he never got past the first round of the playoffs.
Don't remind me.
Well, I'm saying the same thing because the same thing happened with me and my Rockets when he played.
See, y'all didn't have a chance to get past the first round. We the one that had a 3-1 lead on Detroit and blew it.
We had a 2-0 lead against the Mavs and choked it away. But
in matter of fact, that's the year Detroit went to win the whole darn thing.
No, it was a year before. It was 2003 when that happened.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. It was 2003.
Had a 3-1 lead. 3-1 lead. That damn it, Coach Johnson, you bringing up bad memories.
Now, what do you mean I'm bringing bad memories up? I'm not bringing up any bad memories. All I said...
The best time Tracy McGrady could have won a championship was that year with the Magic.
2003?
And unfortunately, him and Grant Hill couldn't stay healthy.
And that's all I was saying. You getting on me saying I'm throwing disrespect to Tracy McGrady's name. All I mentioned was the dude had the propensity to be as brittle as a candy bar that got cold.
I could throw Yao Ming in there, but...
Look, Yao was just as off the injured because the Chinese government wanted him to play all year round.
But yeah, Kobe Bryant's first career start, the shoes that he wore in that game, 240K.
And he says I was disrespecting Tracy McGrady.
That's the first thing that came out your mouth.
I was talking the truth. Damn. Disrespecting.
As soon as I brought up Kobe Bryant, you talking about the air balls. The heck?
Yes. Yes, because when I think of him 18 years old, just launching 3 air balls in a playoff game, I can't help it. One looking better, or in the case of an air ball, worse than the one that preceded it. And then when I mentioned Tracy McGrady's penchant for being injured, he said, how dare I disrespect Tracy McGrady? I'm just telling the truth.
You didn't have to bring it up, though. You could have let that alone. You could have let that out.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Yeah, and this is going to get even more good. Parker. Expects NCAA tournament expansion decision in the fall.
Lord.
NCAA President Charlie Baker says Thursday that he thinks a decision on whether to expand the NCAA tournament would be made sometime this fall, making it less likely it would impact the 2026 men's and women's tournament. Baker, speaking at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., said the biggest challenge for tournament expansion, particularly one that would take place in less than 8 months, is logistics. Quote, the tournament has to start after the conference championships are over. And right now, Selection Sunday happens like 2 hours after the last tournament game ends and has to finish by Tuesday before the Masters. There's not a lot of room there. Any expansion we're going to have to figure out how to put it in, and then logistically, how to make it work. Close quote. This is where I sit back and let Coach Johnson have his fun.
The more things change, the more they stay the same. Look, NCAA, you can claim that you are the arbiter of of amateur athletics. But what we have witnessed over the past 50 years is that you all, I'll say less than 50, but it started with the Indiana State, Michigan State National Championship game for the men's back in 1979. Once you all realized that you had a product where you can do whatever you want on TV, oh, it was Katie Barter Door, you all wanted the money. And you all have been money grubbing fools and hoes ever since. And so now, after we've had this expansion to 68 teams, you want to have a deeper expansion? And the only thing that is stopping the possible expansion from now until March is logistics. Look, you all put teams, I'll put it this way. You have number one seeds like Duke or North Carolina or UConn. You have them all on the East Coast, and they will probably be a number one seed in the West. And you're talking about logistics? Please. I mean, again, you all want the hand out. Y'all want your palms greased with the green, and you just want to move it mosey on as if you all are. You know, as if you all are the number one arbiter of amateur athletics. No, it's not that. No. Mm-mm-mm. The tournament is fine as it is. You're making money hand over fist now. But I know why that is, though. I know why you want to have more palms greased. It's because now your amateur players who were getting nothing, now they're getting a cut. And now you want a cut of that. So, oh, there's more money to be made. Oh, let's let the greed go in overdrive. Sad and pathetic. Look, call me when you actually are realizing that we make more money than we really need, and we want to help the amateur athletes actually live well. Now, if you have that in mentality, I probably would like how you are. However, no, you want to pocket as much money as you can have and go about your business, because little gets taken out of your pocket. That's not being told, though. Money grubbing, greedy hoes. That is what you all are, NCAA. When it comes to football and it comes to basketball, it now used to be just men's. Now it used to be men's basketball. Now you're seeing you can make money with the women's. Oh, Lord. Mouth agape, jaw wide open, you drooling like you have been starving for a week in the desert. Put on your panties, lace up the G-string, get up, put on the brassiere, and act like you actually have some compunction instead of just simply sitting down, stripping naked, and opening your legs wide open so you can have whatever bitter can go right up the juice box. Hoes.
I could go into another article involving the NCAA, but I'm saving that for a different show. That's when the real fun begins.
I'm sorry. Did I say anything that was disagreeable to you, sir?
Oh, no. I'm waiting Wednesday for the real fire to come
out. No. I got that. I'm just saying for this.
No.
Okay, good. I want to make sure that you felt that I was on board.
Because I know you weren't around the first time that I had to talk about this. Mm-hmm. And you missed the Weirbond clip, so figured that this is your opportunity right here.
Well, thank you. And I'm proud of Weirbond for going after the NCAA, too, because they need to be ripped. Money grubbing hoes. Lord.
Snowman's in the building. Shout out to Snowman.
Oh, Snowman. It's good to see you, man.
Get the crew in here, because I'm surprised I ain't seen Victor yet.
He'll probably roll sometime soon.
And speaking of college, thank goodness Kansas coach Bill Self is out of the hospital, and he's doing well. Had a two-day stay in the hospital. They was able to get him cleared and healthy. He's back home resting as he prepares for the upcoming season with the Kansas Jayhawks.
Be nice, Cole. Be nice, Cole. Be nice, Cole.
Oh, Lord. The man was in the hospital.
Look. I respect Bill Self. I'm glad he's fine. I'm glad he's healthy. I'm glad he's healed. I'm glad he's out of the hospital. It's just that for some reason he can't heal his Jayhawks.
Okay, they had a bad season. All right,
that's
not had too many of them.
That's why I was saying, nice Cole, be nice Cole. That, I was trying not to go there, but it just when you was like, oh,
you, the man can't have one. That man can have one bad season.
Well, okay, when it comes to the Jayhawks, a bad season really is if they don't sniff the Final Four. And it's been a long time since they have been there.
They made a tournament.
So it looks like he needs to have a healing. It looks like he needs to admit his whole team to the hospital. I'm trying to be a nice, calm, cool Cole, but you're bringing up these subjects where my mouth just rolls in that direction.
What do you want me to do? Ignore it? It's news. You have the morning shift. You don't ignore news.
I know. You're right. I don't ignore it. And I'm glad you didn't ignore it either. It's just like, doggone, this is just too juicy for me to just be quiet. I just have to go in. But no, seriously, I am glad Bill Self is healthy. I'm glad he's healed. I'm glad he's fine.
Please. Just let no people know Bill Self is not in the hospital no more. He's doing well. He's getting ready for the coming season.
Just your team ain't fine, but that's a whole different story.
Can we get to the season first, which is in November?
Okay, fine. We'll get to the season.
Jeez. It's still July. We got to November.
Fine. We'll get to November and December. We'll actually see how the Jayhawks will do, and hopefully they will do better than they did last year when they got clowned by University of Houston.
Good news for me and Liberty fans across the country. Sabrina Nescu did not have a major injury against the Sparks.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. I don't ever want to see a player get hurt.
She did have a lower leg injury, but it was not a major issue.
Hopefully she can heal from whatever damage that was caused, but I'm glad it wasn't long term.
So that's good news. That's the good part from that game.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll talk about the other part of that game later.
You're talking about a team that is doing well. Why do you sound depressed?
We ain't even get to the segment yet.
How dare you, sir, say don't you start?
So that was man. That was I'll talk about it when we get there. I'll talk about it when we get there.
Okay, fine. We'll talk about it then. It was there again. It's like you rolled this bowling ball down the lane. And I'm like, okay, I want to steer it toward a strike. I mean, that's just how it is to be.
Other news, University of Florida's Boogie Flanagan underwent surgery for a sports hernia. He should be back within a month or two's time. So
before the season begins, that's good.
Shout out to Nikola Jokic the Joker as his horse won the race out there in Serbia.
That's right. He does race horses. I forgot about that.
And that will do it for Around the Hardwood. Commercial break here. While we are gone, go ahead and share this out. Get your friends in here who love to talk basketball because we can dive into the WNBA. And a weekend that was...
Why would he say, don't you start? What did I do? I don't understand.
You'll find out when we come back.
Everything Boston. I love you, you morons. You kids from the block. New edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck. Matt Damon. Go yourself again, Jason.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams, whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
D. Willy in the Evening
this Sunday at 10:05 p.m. Eastern,
exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
And welcome back to Shining Lights Out here in I think this guy is on a mission to get me back from last week. I think me? That's what's going on here. I think he's trying to get me back from last week.
Me? Why would I have such a mission?
Because I put you out on front shit about your hatred for the city of Dallas.
I don't have a hatred for the city of Dallas.
Do I need to go get that clip?
I stated it last week. I'll state it now. The landscape of Dallas is wonderful. And I have people who, in my recent and distant past, that lived there and I love dearly still to this moment and day. But some citizenry need to be gone.
If President Trump was to call Cole Johnson right now and ask Cole Johnson, I have a bomb to send. Where do I send it to? Guess what his choice is going to be?
Yeah, people in Dallas would not like me.
As you can see, what I mean.
Because I've heard too much rhetoric from people in Dallas talking ill about Houston. So I have to go back on their necks.
Hey, I think we got a first time watcher.
What's up,
Carson? How you doing?
Even we Fever fans don't like anyone out. We're living that result with our Caitlin Clark out. Yeah. And I have to admit, the Fever are actually doing as best as they can without her. I give them credit. They're still trying to fight through it.
We'll get to that. By the way, those of you who want to know where you can follow Shooting Lights Out at, find it everywhere you can find podcasts like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, for starters. So if you love any one of those platforms, type in Shooting Lights Out, hit that follow button. So anytime we do a show, you can listen to it if you can't catch it on YouTube. Word. Let's hit the W, shall we?
You talking about WNBA? My bad.
The second half of the season is underway. And how did we start? Let's go back to Saturday. Cole Johnson asked the question, right? 101 Sparks 99 Liberty.
And see, you sound so depressed and dejected.
Well, because 3 minutes into the game, that's when we lost Breanna Stewart.
Well, you at least won't lose her for a long period of time, but.
And then Rekia Jackson decided to have a breakout game.
But yeah, and I get how that could be a bit deflating, and
which includes a game winning at the buzzer.
I get that a game winner that was hit against the Brooklyn Liberty, New York Liberty. I understand that.
You start with that Brooklyn crowd.
What do you mean? Don't you start? That's where they play.
Don't they are called New York Liberty.
Don't you start. That's where they play.
They are in New York. They play in New York. They are the New York Liberty.
They play in Brooklyn.
They play in New York.
If they played in New York, they'd be in Madison Square Garden. They play in
New York. The state is called New York.
I know that's where the state is. And I know that's where
they're not named after the city.
Because I just find that ridiculous. How do you call yourself the New York Liberty, but you play in Brooklyn?
The name after the state. The Knicks ain't named after the city. The Knicks are named after the state.
They could claim the Connecticut Sun.
and you still, we gonna get to them. we definitely gonna get to them. Because I had a feeling. I was like, I know somebody ain't gonna be happy about this result.
But you shouldn't be dejected, playmaker. I mean, this was only their seventh loss of the season.
I know, I'm not dejected. Dude, we lost at home. And we lost to Cole's favorite team.
Cool's favorite aesthetically pleasing team. One way, I put it this way, the one he goes Clarence Carter on.
Hey, did you tell him that?
I wish I did. I totally forgot I said that. But
did you tell him that?
I haven't yet, but I will. I will tell him that.
Oh, man. Rakeel Johnson, 24 points, good in the game with a clutchy punt, added 20. 4 rebounds, 8 dimes. My girl Sabrina dropped a 30-piece. That wasn't enough.
Yeah. Hopefully this will be something that the Sparks can actually use as a springboard to something better. And they're going to need efforts like with Jackson and Plum together. And that's the way they're going to have to do business the rest of the way.
Look, I think you and Ken can be friends now.
San Antonio? Look, hey, I have nothing against San Antonio. Maybe it was such when the Spurs played the Rockets. But besides that, I think my father's favorite city, including Houston, is San Antonio. And he lives in Houston. Because every time my mother asks, whenever they have their anniversary, which their anniversary is April 3rd, baby, where you want to go? San Antonio. I'm like, doggone, there's other places in the country. There's other places in the state, but you want to go to San Antonio. Yeah. Like, Lord have mercy. Okay.
We found somebody that likes San Antonio.
But I have love for San Antonio. I have love for San Antonio, but the fact that Charles Barkley, well, he loves San Antonio too. He just doesn't like some of the women there. I mean, he loves the churros, and he loves likes them with Rob, but he just talks crap about them, about the Riverwalk.
Oh man! But if you thought that was the upset of the day, Game 2 happened.
Come on, Storm, you got to do better than that.
69 misses, 58 stunned.
Not that the Mystics is a bad team, but still. Yeah,
man, but it seems like a tropical storm was in Washington, a thunderstorm.
But the storm had to do better because you have to beat teams like the Mystics, where okay, they stand a chance of beating us, so we got to put forth a better effort just to make sure that we can beat them. And it's as if they started off strong and then they tired out. So. You got to commit to, I think this is the next level for their team to be better. You got to commit to play 40 tough minutes, especially on the road. And if you don't, a game that you could have had, you won't.
As you can see, Saturday was upset night in the W.
But, you know, for the Mystics, they're a team that I think we all were looking at and say, okay, let's see. Let's see how these young pieces are going to coalesce and come together, because we know they're gonna have to struggle learning to win. But it might be exciting to see how they do. And they're proving us all right, really. So I'm glad to see that.
That was Saturday. Then Sunday. Sunday was loaded. Yeah, I mean loaded, and loaded so much that I think Cole Johnson he might have some words for the Connecticut Suns at this point in time.
So, you pick July 27th for you to have the best game of your year. I want you to have this effort more often. Please have this effort more often. Please stack a few more wins. Please. Because I want you to place the Dallas Wings beneath you. Because that's where they belong. They belong in the cellar. You don't belong in the cellar, but you're scraping the dumpster. I mean, you got nothing but old soda juice on your sneakers.
This is how you know Cole Johnson actually hates Dallas, because Dallas is not the team that blew up the entire team during the offseason. It was actually the Canada Suns.
No, that's what pisses me off. You went from the penthouse to the outhouse in one offseason. I'm like, good Lord. And then you have the nerve to unload most of your talent just down south a ways to the Brooklyn Liberty.
New York Liberty.
That's like, okay, well, yeah, we'll release this talent. Oh, the Liberty, like, smart of the Liberty to to eat it up. But still, come on now. Now,
you didn't even get to the best part. You forgot they sent their best defensive player down to Dallas. And these are Nick Carrington.
You all did fire sales. That's sad. You did a fire sale in the offseason.
Pretty much what they did.
Yeah, but you take this 31-point thumping you gave the Valkyries, and this should be emblematic of what the Valkyries should have looked like this first year, taking L's like this. But first year team, and they're 11-13, just barely past the halfway point of their first season in the WNBA. But take this 31-point thumping, put more thumpings on teams so you can inch the Wings to last place in the league. I'm sorry, let me do it right. Inch the Dallas Wings to the last place in the league. Shout out to you, John Facendo.
Your hatred for Dallas is unbelievable.
I do not have a hatred for Dallas. I told you.
Tina Charles, 24 points.
I told you I have love for my man Ben. I love my brother Ivan. I even have an ex. I still love her. No, I don't. Hate Dallas.
Suns have 4 wins on the season.
How dare this man lie and say I have hate for Dallas?
You lucky I haven't shared that clip with Ben yet. I think Ben would get a kick out of that one.
Oh, I know he would.
Big enough kick. The Indiana Fever continue to kick the Chicago Sky around.
While
even without Caitlin Clark. 93-78, Kelsey Mitchell with the 35 piece. Book is left, right. Side. It don't even matter. Aaliyah Boston with the double-double. But I will get a Storm this. No, I mean, not Storm. I'll get a Sky this.
Okay, so what we will give the Sky?
They fought their asses off.
And they still took a 15-point L at home.
Well, that's what happens when you're missing 5 damn players.
They're missing more than 5 players. They're missing Brain on the bench.
Okay, that is true. But speaking in basketball terms, and strictly for this game right here, we already know Courtney Venisle, she's out for the season with a torn ACL.
Speaking of basketball, I was speaking on basketball parlance.
Aria Atkins was out with the ankle injury.
The team has lost 18-25 games. What are you talking about for basketball related reasons?
Well, you didn't have Aria Atkins, you didn't have Haley Van Litt, you don't have injuries. Matter of fact, all your variable ball handles is out with injury.
I would feel bad, but I don't.
That's why I said. Respect the Sky for how they played this game, because they fought. They should have lost by 50, if you ask me.
And don't you sink below the Wings. I don't care if you sink below the Sun, but don't you dare sink below the Wings.
Well, the Wings ain't that far. That wings ain't that far away from the sky to be in. So
don't you do it, Sky. Don't you dip below the wings.
Well, if they're gonna be without a whole starting lineup, what you expect is gonna happen?
But them being able to help them to actually win over the wings.
They are missing basically a starting lineup.
They're missing a starting coach on the sideline. Even right. With a starting lineup that would be playing.
Well, that's a story for another day, which I'm not going to get into, but at some point in time, I will. But Taylor Marsh, I'm going to let you off this time because y'all fought. I watched y'all cut several WCs down to 3 and 4. But, you know, Kelsey Mitchell was my, I'm not losing to y'all. That's why she dropped 35 on y'all. She said, I'm not losing to y'all. I refuse to lose to y'all. But they fought.
Okay, fine. I will give credit where it's due. They fought. They're undermanned.
And that's all you can ask for is effort. They gave effort.
Yeah.
They didn't dislike, okay, we don't have 5 players. Well, why are we here? They didn't do that.
They fought, they're underwhelmed. All right, fine. It still does not excuse the fact they have BBs for brains on the sideline coaching.
I ain't gonna argue that, but they gave you effort. That's all I'm saying. They gave you effort. They ain't feel bad for themselves.
Good.
That was the headline game of the weekend for obvious reasons. And then, woo, Becky Hammond, she said, okay, this is what we gonna do. Kristen Bell, you in the lineup. Drew Lloyd, you come off the bench. And good gracious.
This is beautiful. This game should be framed in art. Hung in the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art. This is beautiful. This is a masterpiece.
Why gotta be in New York, man?
Okay, fine. You can hang it in the Louvre in Paris. Is that better?
You know that's the rivalry of the New York Liberty. Why would you send something Vegas did to New York?
I mean, fine. Hanging in the Louvre. That'd be beautiful. Frame this butt whooping that the Wings took at home. That's what I love. Good job, Aces.
Jackie Young showed up with 24 and 8. Kristen Bell in the lineup got you 19. Drew Lloyd with the second unit dropped 20. You notice you don't see the Queen on here, right? Because the Queen had a subpar game.
Well.
And it didn't even matter.
That's what I'm saying. You can have a subpar game if your team picks you up and whoops another by 26. But, I don't care about that.
But one caveat, and Dallas, you're trying to be slick. Paige did not play in this game.
What do you mean they're trying to be slick?
Paige didn't play in this game. Coach's choice. You know what that means.
That means the coach is brilliant.
Thank you, Slick.
Yeah, the coach is brilliant.
Thank you, Slick. I see what you're doing.
Yeah, the coach is brilliant. That's right. Don't subject that. Don't subject that new talent in the WNBA to uplift this moribund franchise. Settle.
You do notice they 17 and 19, right?
7 and 19. Yes.
What's the Sky's record?
As I said. I said it before. I was like, don't you sink below the wings?
They are right there.
Yeah, they're one half game below the Sky. And the sky is about to be on my hit list.
Cause they finna get their ass whooped again.
The Sky is about to be on my hit list. Don't you sink below.
You said it because you know it's finna happen. That's why you saying it not. Cause you know it's finna happen. It's the inevitable. They don't have players.
Don't you sink below these grave diggers?
Grave diggers, they wings. How can it be grave diggers?
Well, they may call themselves the Wings, but they hover underground.
You and Dallas.
I do not have a hatred for Dallas.
And then the Mercury coming off a loss said, "We gonna go to DC."
He said, "If
and we gonna do what the Storm couldn't do."
If the Trump gives me an option to bomb a city, which one would I choose?
Find a lie. Was I lying? See, and I didn't even call him Lord Head this time. I actually called him President Trump.
Oh, Lord. I'm proud of you. Oh, my gosh. It's hilarious.
I just had to prove a point, which you so clearly did for me. In which, and I get to give you right back, because one of your top five players that you're looking for was AT, and AT is starting to say, if y'all don't want to talk about MVP raises, can y'all include me in it? She's trying to make a statement. She's trying to make a run.
This is why, yeah, this is why I think I like the Mercury's chances of possibly getting a number three seed, because I see the talent now surrounding itself with the two names you have here of Thomas and Sabali. If they can rally around those two, I like their chances. And this game is proof of when they do, this team can go places. And yeah, I agree. Alyssa Thomas is actually saying, yeah, you may have Nafisa Collins. You may talk about AJ Wilson, but my name should be in here. What about it? Let's talk about it. Thank you, Trick Williams.
I used it last week. Now you're using it this week. Man. Hey, Phoenix. They ain't playing.
And this is the type of game you want a team this talented to play on the road. Where you feel out the first half, and in the second half, they turn up the defense. This is how they should be. And this is the mark of a team that you're going to have to take serious come September.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm proud of the Liberty. I'm proud of the Mercury and the effort they put forth in this game.
I'm proud of Liberty, too, because we beat them, finally.
Yeah.
Back on Friday.
But in this case, I'm proud of the Mercury. They're putting effort in this run in the second half thus far, and this is a wonderful start. Wonderful start.
Got beat Friday. They say, you know what? We come back Sunday. Sorry, Washington. Y'all got to feel our wrath. We mad. We got beat. And then the question that Cole was asking, and it happened. It didn't take long for it to happen.
The first loss at home for the Lynx. Mm. And Cole should be smiling because his dream did it to him. Mm.
So let me guess. I guess Brittany Griner got a lot of things off her chest on Club Shay Shay, and she turned in her best performance in a dream uniform. Go figure.
What she says? She hates Russia?
Didn't really watch all of it. I saw clips of it.
Okay.
And it just so happened I saw clips of it, and then I turn around and she had this type of game. And against Minnesota out of all teams.
See, Brittany Griner to me too is so problematic. She has the talent to have games like this, but it's like she doesn't know if she wants to be the leading lady or the co-star. And I think with the dream, they need more of this from her. They need this type of effort from her. And if they could provide that if she could provide that type of effort, I would love the dream's chances more.
22-14 for BG. Jordan Canada added 18 with 4 boards.
Now, I'm not saying that she's the best player on the team, but they need to have this type of effort more often from her.
And they had Minnesota playing catch up from the onset. From the jump. Shout out to the dream, man.
I mean, it's proved difficult to actually touch the Lynx at home, and they did something the other teams haven't thus far.
They got it done. I can't be mad at it.
Got
it done. So that's where we stand at currently. If you want to know the standings, of course, Minnesota is still on top at 22-5, followed by the defending champs at 17-7. Phoenix Mercury 16-9. Atlanta Dream is half a game ahead of the Storm for number 4 at 15-10. The Storm at 15-11. Your Commissioner's Cup winners without Caitlin Clark. 14-12, sitting
in 6. About a regular season award. I'm sorry, my bad.
The Las Vegas Aces 13-13, sitting at number 8, the Washington Mystics 12-13.
So now they have to try their best to avoid being, as you would say, in the bubble.
And don't look, we got to talk about the Golden State Valkyries 11-13, which nobody had on their bingo card.
Nobody.
But don't look now. Cool McCain's favorite team right there, 11-14. Mm-hmm. The LA Sparks. And then you have your three dumpster fires.
Yes.
Chicago, the sky, Dallas,
the Wings, the Sun,
and Connecticut.
Well, we can pray. We can all pray that the Wings could have the fate.
I am not praying that with you.
We can all pray that the Wings will have the fate of Icarus.
I am not praying that with
flying
you.
Too close to the sun and have them wings burn dry.
You have that. You on your own on that one.
Good.
You on your own on that.
Good. I'm glad I'm on the island.
That man can't stand a whole city.
Have whole wings just fly close to the sun, have the wax burn off them wings, and just plunge to their death and drown.
That's a damn shame.
That's beautiful.
That's a damn shame. A whole city can get you like this. A whole city. That's a damn shame. That is a damn shame. A whole city.
But I still love, I have individuals who live in the Dallas area, and I love them.
A whole city.
I do. There's individuals in Dallas I do love. And I love the scenery in Dallas. It's a pretty city.
Then why you want to destroy it so goddamn much?
Because there's some citizenry that acts, how can I put it, funky. And they act so funky and they talk so much trash toward Houston, they need to be eradicated.
That's everywhere.
Yeah, but they talk funky about Houston. They don't talk mad trash about the Texans or the Rockets or the Astros. They say I hate Houston. Well, it's like, okay, fine. You can hate on Houston all you want. We need to fumigate Dallas.
Starshine.
And I say that with love.
No, you don't. He does not say that with love.
Welcome to Ringside Chaos.
The thing with Tony Khan now being in talks to buy WWE, I'm going to be honest with you. I spoke to this with Ricky Litwinkiewicz, a.k.a. the Master of Mayhem, and he honestly believes that me talking about Tony Khan buying WWE is that basically I'm kind of wasting my time because Ricky believes it's never going to happen. Okay. Now, as a wrestling fan that's been super supportive of Brody Lee as a wrestler and everything that WWE could have done with him and, you know, everything that he could have shown and, you know, offered for the wrestling business, you know, for me, I wasn't just a fan of Brody Lee himself, like in character. I strongly respected him, you know, as a human being. Like, I had a lot of respect for Jonathan Huber. You know, that's Mr. Brody Lee's real name. So basically, I had a lot of respect for Brody Lee, Luke Harper, and of course, Mr. Jonathan. Ladies and gentlemen, Ringside Chaos is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the excitement and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain. You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay. Maybe LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA.
TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, monarchs of wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's going to be a fun show tonight. Oh, my. And they have to be the go-home week for SummerSlam, too? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
This is going to be a very fun show tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
6:30. And you also can watch it on this exact channel that you're watching on YouTube right now, the Playmakers Bar Network YouTube channel as well. And then Monas Arrest is going to be a fun one tonight. That's going to be very fun.
Oh, my.
Now, as we get ready to close up shop here, what games we have coming up this week? I'm really going to hate this next slide because I got to hear from this man.
Okay, so.
Tonight at 7 p.m. at ESPN3, the Connecticut Suns are hosting the Seattle Storm. Mm-hmm. One team that Cole Johnson can't stand at the moment in time. And then 8 p.m. on ESPN.
Okay, so I'm sorry, Storm, but I want you to have a repeat performance when you're in Washington going up further north into Connecticut. I want Connecticut to win. Make them look like $1 million, please. I know that you're in a race for the number three seed, but still, sacrifice for me. I want the Sun to win. And your Liberty better take care of business tonight. They better throttle the Wings. They better put them down in beyond the dirt. Dance on their graves. I want they bust whooped.
Well, I got to deal with you tonight.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't deal with you tonight.
Don't. They better not act like the team is easy to beat, so they don't put forth their best effort. They better roll themselves out there and thump the Wings. Thump them.
And the game got to be on ESPN too, which means Cole Jones is gonna be eyeing that game, and his messages just to make sure I hear from him.
Your team better not disappoint tonight.
I was trying to find a way not to put this game on the screen. I'm like, there's no way out of that one.
It's quite possible I might have to move to Dallas and still talk that trash about the city.
Why would you do such a thing?
Well, I mean, I sort of experience it now. I mean, I live in Nashville, a place where my former Houston Oilers turned into the Tennessee Titans. The team that I loved as a child is now the team I despise the most. I despise them more than I do anything Dallas.
And he's not lying.
It's a shame.
The problem is, here's the difference. He loves Nashville. He hates the team.
Exactly. Nashville's wonderful. The Titans can go all the way into China. I don't care what they do.
With Dallas, it don't matter what team's in Dallas. He don't like them.
Oh yeah, because their residency is in Dallas, which means they're inferior. Just by address alone.
He actually hates the city, which is like the most crazy. He actually hates the whole city. It's just crazy.
See, okay, all right. So that you all understand, and so you can too, Playmaker. When you grow up in Houston and you hear so many people from Dallas talk real monkey toward Houston and Houstonians, it makes you want to throttle a Dallasite. It just makes you want to choke them. And it's not made any better by the fact that I'll admit, as a former Houstonian, and I've visited Dallas many times for many different reasons, Dallas is a prettier city than Houston. I'll admit that. I'll go on record as saying that. But the citizenry, mostly, They suck. The citizenry suck. But like I said, there are a select few I love. And I and that is not directed toward them. I will always love them. There's just some citizenry that just needs to, they need to get up out the paint.
I get up out the paint. Oh my God. I knew and I said, great. Now we got to play Dallas. Now I got to deal with freaking Cole.
So you better have your Liberty on print tonight and they better put the wings down.
And if we don't, I'm going to get a bombarded with like 2,000 goddamn messages.
Yeah. One of them being they don't deserve to win the WNBA championship and repeat as champion.
No, this is not new for me. When his Texas Longhorns lost, I forgot who they lost. No, when his Texas Longhorns lost to Georgia, it was the first time.
Yeah, it was Georgia in October.
In the first time, he said Texas should not be in the playoffs.
No, they shouldn't. And I still felt that way, even when it got in it. I was like, man, no. And then they had another shot at it with the Bulldogs before they got into the playoffs with the SEC championship. Choked again. I'm like, get out of here.
And he went back on the very same show. They should not be in the playoffs. I'm like,
no.
They only lost to Georgia.
I was like, you should be happy. They're probably going to be number 5th seed. Number 5 seed. I don't give a crap.
They only lost was to Georgia. He don't care. They shouldn't be in the playoffs.
They didn't earn their way in. I'm like, man, please. And then Ohio State proved why they didn't belong. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, cool.
They get to the national semifinals, and he still said it. And he talked about me being upset about my – he gets on me about me being upset about my leaving when it was on a losing streak.
Yeah.
I lost from his team. They shouldn't even make the playoffs.
Yay.
When his Houston, matter of fact, Houston went to Kansas City for Christmas.
No. Houston, talking about the Texans? The Texans hosted the Ravens Christmas.
Oh, the Ravens. Mm-hmm. This man messaged me and said, we shouldn't even be in the playoffs.
No.
That was in Baltimore. Just that.
31-2 at home.
Y'all played Baltimore.
31-2 at home. A good playoff team, you only manage a safety against them.
Yes, a safety.
Trash.
But you get on me about my Liberty and how I feel about when we lose. See?
But they ain't trash when they lose. Look, they weren't trash when they lost this past weekend. They lost to a team that's trying to fight, and it took a game winning buzzer. I tip my cap to the Liberty.
But your team lost to the team that won the conference in college, and you lost to a team that's always in the playoff hunt and Super Bowl contendership in the NFL.
That was whack and garbage. 31-2.
But you want to get on me.
31-2. That was whack.
But you can't handle your team getting beat by the team that owns the conference.
And they got beat twice by them. One time at home. I'm like, come on now.
See? This is what I be talking about. Y'all starting to see. Well, maybe because I'm starting to pull it out of him now. Y'all starting to see what I be going through.
But the Longhorns made it to the national semifinal. Okay, fine. Did they make it to the final? No.
They made it to another semifinal in the first year in the SEC. You got to start somewhere.
They didn't make it to the national championship game.
Now, if they was in the Big 12, you probably wouldn't have felt that way. But since they in the SEC, you felt some type of way.
And you always had to gift wrap a pick six. I'm sorry, my bad. You taking me back to January.
Hey.
Woo-saw. And you had the nerve to talk about me bringing up bad memories with T-Mac. Woo-saw.
We even.
I can't stand you. Woo-saw.
Yeah, you can. That's why you still do the show.
And that's why you still have me as a co-host. Woosa.
It was my choice.
And T-Mac is still brittle.
Yeah, it is what it is. Still my favorite player, so.
I'm fine with that, him being your favorite player, but he still was brittle.
Anyway, tomorrow, 3 games on the docket. Well, let's see how Kuma Kane's dream follow up that big win against Minnesota when the expansion team comes back to the ATL.
That That's going to be interesting. That actually is going to be an interesting game. Even though it ain't on TV, that's still going to be an interesting game.
Also at 7:30, the Chicago Sky, they travel to the Capitol to take on the Washington Mystics.
I'm sorry, Mystics, you had to deal with a crappy team like the Sky. That's why you ain't on TV. That's sad.
You have no faith in Chicago, but you want Chicago to be better than the Wings.
Zero. I have zero faith in the Sky, but I want them to be better than the Wings because as little faith as I have in the Sky, I want so bad for the Wings to be the worst team in the WNBA.
You can't even speak right now because that's how much little faith you have in the Sky.
You heard me earlier. BBs for brains on the sideline. I mean, with or without a starting lineup.
And then the only game on TV, NBA TV, that is the Vegas Sparks. They get to see their former teammate Kelsey Plum and the Sparks in LA. And that's what they're missing right about now. It's Kelsey Plum.
Yeah. They're going to need, well, in a game like this, they definitely will need her. But,
too bad she'll be wearing purple and gold instead of black and silver.
Black and silver? Like, yeah, well. Oh, well. I'm sure they'll greet their former teammate very well when they go back to L.A.
And then you ready for the big day?
Please.
The big day is Wednesday. Starting off at 7 p.m. BSPN3. The Phoenix Mercury.
Skip the middle game.
Go to Indiana to take on the Indiana Fever. Snowman would be on the call for that game.
Oh, he's gonna be giddy.
Don't expect Caitlin Clark to play.
Shouldn't. You shouldn't expect her to play.
So we'll see what happens. And then
skip the middle game.
The game Cole Johnson is gonna hate, the game that Cool McCain is like, he probably gonna cuss because Cool McCain always said there's one team that the Dream can't beat for some reason. Well, they are going to that team, which is Dallas.
Skip the middle game, skip it.
8 p.m. ESPN3, Dreams and Wings from the American Airlines Arena, and then it's a finals rematch.
Well, this is going to be a good litmus test for both teams, actually.
The first of three meetings.
Yeah. So let's see how the Liberty feel as though they measure up against the team they did defeat for the championship last year. And let's see how the Lynx are doing on their revenge tour.
Want to know why there's a revenge tour? Because of New York.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, we'll see how well their revenge tour is doing. And this will hopefully go further into the campaign for Nafisa Collier being the WNBA's 2025 WNBA's 2025 MVP. Because she needs to show up and shout in this game.
8 p.m. ESPN. No Breanna Stewart. Which is going to suck.
That might hurt you. Yeah.
But out of all the teams that Minnesota circled on their calendar, there's only one team they circled.
And they circled them three times.
New York Liberty. And it's in the Twin Cities to begin this three-game series. This is going to be very interesting. And knowing him, he probably going to come back next week if the Liberty lose. Well, you lost to Minnesota. What did you expect? They want to revenge to a playmaker.
Yeah, they're more motivated to beat your team than yours is to beat them.
Shut up. They are already number one in the darn WNBA. We're trying to catch them.
That is true, but your Liberty has what the Lynx want to have.
They got four of them.
They may have four.
Even though there's all due to one.
Maya Moore. But still, I was like, yeah, Maya Moore has been retired how long now? So
who I consider my GOAT for the WNBA.
To this point, I would, except maybe Cynthia Cooper, maybe her, but yeah. I would say it's between Maya Moore and Cynthia Cooper.
All right, so if you're trying to get me to argue about anybody that was on your Houston Comets team in the first 4 years of WNBA, I ain't doing it.
No. I'm not trying to get you to argue it. It's just to me, it's between Maya Moore. To me, it's between Maya Moore and Cynthia Cooper.
So you mean y'all lucky she retired earlier than she did, because she probably could have had 8.
Yeah, she probably could have run off a whole ton of chips. But yeah,
weren't nobody stopping that Darren team.
Yeah, but your Liberty has something that the Lynx don't, which is a recent WNBA championship. And so they got to prove, even if this game will be in late July for the first of 3 matches in the regular season, they have to prove that they're the big dogs on the yard. The Liberty don't have to prove that. They already are the big dogs. People are taking their best shots at them. You saw the Sparks. They took their best shots and beat them in Brooklyn.
And the fact that y'all lost to Atlanta right before us, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, that means they have to give forth a butt whooping to somebody. They got to administer an issue of butt whooping to somebody.
I don't like that at all. I got Dallas Cole trying to say Paige Beggars for us on tonight.
That's a smart coach.
That's what I thought. You think he's slick. I know what you're doing.
That's a smart coach.
The champs coming in next. Let's save you for the champs.
That's right. That's a smart coach. Y'all are hot garbage. We don't need to subject Paige Beckers to some hot garbage.
So you don't want to subject her to the Aces, but you want to play her against the Liberty, the champs. That disrespect is real.
Yes, it is.
The disrespect is very real out here.
Yes, it is. I'm glad it's real.
I better get worried that Paige Bay is not playing tonight. I'm gonna need Sabrina and Escu to let Paige know. Yeah, you might be on a hot streak right now, but I own this league. When it comes to guards. And then we got to take a trip to Minnesota. Which is not going to be a fun game whatsoever.
No, it's not. But it's good. It's good for the Liberty to see where they stand. And I think they need this test right now. Just like the Lynx need the test of if they can stand up to the champs. And that should they meet for the chip again, they will have confidence that they can actually hang with them.
And you know the problem is with that one? It's 7 games now, not 5.
Yeah.
And so home court advantage really do matter.
And they went the full tilt of 5. So,
and we had home court advantage that time.
And the Liberty had home court advantage. So these two went 5 and went down to the wire in the 5th game of the championship. So yeah. For now to have a game 7, oh yeah, that's gonna be great. And I think these two teams would probably play 7 if they go at it again in October.
So you have to win 4 this time. You can't win 3. You have to win 4.
Yeah, first to 4. Mm-hmm.
And that is it on the WNBA. Anything else you want to get off your chest while you got the time?
Well,
and don't you dare do it.
What would you mean, don't I dare do it?
I've been around you long enough. I know what you're thinking.
Okay, fine. What am I thinking, Playmaker?
Don't you put that graphic up.
What am I thinking?
Don't you put that graphic up. Because I know you're still mad about it. Don't you put that graphic up.
You see, you all pissed me off. You all pissed me off. How dare you all? How dare you? We ain't supposed to see this fool as a Laker steal. How? We needed to see this. Not him being a Laker. And now we got to deal with him still being a Laker and then faking saying that chips don't matter. And then have his his agent say, well, we re-signed with the Lakers because we're committed to a championship. No, you ain't. You're committed to nothing but to him getting money and shine. And we could have seen him go with the Warriors. That would have been great. But no, we had to be witness to that. We got to be witness to the Knicks fan having wanting people to suck their phalluses.
At least the fans ain't like that.
No, they like that. They just quieter. You know, and look, prayers go out to Tyrese Halliburton. I'm glad your surgery went well back in June. I didn't get a chance to say it. I'm sorry that you tore your Achilles. I hope everything goes well with your brother. And yeah, I hope the snow buddy's taking care of you. Anthony Edwards, remember, enjoy now. Plow all summer. Because when it gets to the regular season, no new hoes. Oh, and RG3, shut your Milky up. Motherfucker.
He's been quiet.
He better stay quiet.
I guess Shaq said something, he decided to shut up.
I would too. I mean, the dude knows. I mean, you can clown Shaq all you want. Dude knows the sport, and the dude is very protective of those who definitely like him and who went to the same school as him. So yeah, you popping all sorts of crap about Angel Reese. He needs to shut that trap.
I knew he was gonna do that damn crap. I knew it.
I'm pissed off that you all did not lobby to the NBA get him off the Lakers.
Why would I do such a thing when the Lakers are sucking?
Because they'll suck worse. It's my
enjoyment right now to have what everybody's called the King, and the Lakers ain't doing nothing.
Because
it's my enjoyment.
Because the team actually would suck worse if he left.
But it won't be the same because I don't have to worry about law LeBron fans because they be trying to cheer for another team. No, let them suck with them.
Cheer for another team. Yes, they would.
I don't want them cheering for another team. I want them to suffer.
I don't care if they cheer for another team.
Y'all want to join the Lakers, so guess what? I could kill two birds with one stone. Both of y'all suffer. Lakers and the LeBron James fans. How about that?
That pisses me off. Signed a $50+ million contract, and then Rich Paul lying to people saying that he's committed to winning a championship. Shut up. No, you ain't.
Allow me to
40 years old. He'll be 41 before the new year, and you saying that he's committed to a championship. Negro, please.
That's because you're trying to kill your career. It doesn't mean I'm not trying to kill it. You came up with it. You brought it to life.
Yes, I
did. And it has been running wild ever since.
Yes, I did. I did come up with Bron Sexual Confessions. But it was meant to dog Bron Sexual, not LeBron.
And it's dogging both of them.
My gosh. And I knew you had enjoyment. I knew you gathered enjoyment out of having people dog LeBron and the Lakers and Bron Sexuals all at the same time.
No, because I still don't pay attention to all them posters anyway. I still ignore every last one of them. And that's why I still avoid Snowman in the Morning on Wednesdays.
We done with it. All right. To those who want to claim whether we done with the 90s because you were Bron Sexuals and you were a crap on Jordan's legacy, why is it that every day we got to see posts like that and it's obvious that you all are so transfixed and obsessed about the 90s that you can't stop speaking about it?
Here's the funny thing. Let me mind if I bring football into this. I know we're supposed to close it up, shopping and whatnot, but since we haven't, let me bring football into this. So LeBron James came out, he did the whole ring culture, right?
Land, but yes.
He did a whole thing. So Cam Newton goes on 4th-and-1, right? He talks about Jalen Hurts. He doesn't have Jalen Hurts in his top 10. What is the main blowback to Cam Newton that everybody's doing at Cam Newton? Well, Jalen Hurts got a ring and you don't.
No ring. Yeah. Oh, even worse. The time you could have gotten the ring, you made a business decision not to hop on the ball when you fumbled it.
So we just going to act like rings don't matter all of a sudden when it comes to LeBron James? But use it against Cam Newton? And Cam Newton ain't even playing no more. He just sitting here saying why he don't think Jalen Hurts is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. The man ain't even playing no more. But LeBron, who's still playing, says ring coaches this and that, and then y'all just plug right on with LeBron James. I thought the idea of playing team sports or sports period to win championships. Did I miss something?
No.
Did I hop in a hybrid change that I didn't know for some time, and then all of a sudden I came back into a whole different world?
Unfortunately, I think yes. But the goal to play in any athletic endeavor is to be the top team in the league at the end of the season. I don't care if you are professional, college, high school, Pop Warner. Doesn't matter. Junior high, Pop Warner. Doesn't matter. The goal is to be the champs at the end of whatever season you play. You know, so to me, when I heard LeBron saying that, rings really don't matter. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And you know they matter. That's what makes this even funnier. He knows they matter. Why else would you leave Cleveland the first time? Second time, I get it. But why would you leave Cleveland the first time? It's because you felt as though the opportunity for you to get a ring wasn't all that strong in Cleveland because people didn't want to go there. However, in South Beach, one of your boys is there. You get another one of your boys to join you, and the proclivity to get the championship increases exponentially. And you have the nerve to lie and say it's not about a ring. And then you hopped off of Miami to actually build a culture that's well enough because you've now established a name. And you built a team in Cleveland where you got another ring. But it's not about rings. Please. Land to the people. They got to stop land, playmaker. They got to stop land.
I think the world catches on fire before that happens.
Yeah.
Everybody want to lie. Everybody want to have their own spin to whatever topic. Mm-hmm. Instead of just speaking objectively about it, mm-hmm. and just saying what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
With that being said, that's Cole Johnson. The head man of the morning shift with Cole Johnson. Mm-hmm. You'll be seeing him again. And me. Wednesday. Bear Down and Gridiron returns. And, if you thought what he said today about the NCAA was good, wait till Wednesday. Yeah. That's when he really goes in. See, he gives you a taste of during basketball season, football season. Yeah, it's a whole different – it's Cole Johnson on that one.
Well, the NCAA is greedy with basketball, but their greed is infinitesimal with basketball as compared to football. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. If you're a Big 12 fan, make sure you lock in because we're going through the Big 12 first. That should be fun.
And shout out to Deion Sanders. I hope you're healing up, brother.
Oh, he had a press conference today that we're going to talk about on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Great news that came out of that press conference.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
until Wednesday, same time, 3 p.m. The two of us, we'll catch y'all there. Unless you want to catch us tonight on Monarchs of Wrestling, where that's going to be a very fun show. That's all I got to say.
Tune in, brother.
Later.
You've done good. You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you got to keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick it again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, You can find it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting